Now, guys, yesterday I was driving home down the peninsula, and as you do when you're driving in the peninsula, you always stop at one of those Maccas. They're sort of halfway through on the way home, and I told Toby, Donald's, she's excited, and I tell her to look out for the McDonald's, and she sees the big gold, there it is, and she goes nuts. So we pull in, and it was a quarter past 11.
By the way.
11 past 11 it was.
Are you the only family to shorten McDonald's to Donald's?
No, well, she says Donald. I say Macca's.
Yeah.
She says Donald's. We don't say, no one says, who wants to go to McDonald's? No one ever says
weird.
That. It's either Macca's, and as Toby says, Donald's, Daddy, Donald's! She goes nuts, loves her nuggets, loves her chips, and then she says, Coke, Coke, Coke. But we don't get her a Coke, we get her water. But the younger kids get, the older
she
kids get a
Coke,
and she wants Coke. Because when she has a sip of Coke, she goes, bang! She gets a bit of Dad's ADD. But we're sitting in, it was 11 past 11. We pull into the drive through. There would have been 40 cars.
Oh. Is this in the morning or at night?
No, in the morning.
I was going to say, yeah.
Down the peninsula. And I said to Al, oh, do you want to quickly run in and get the McDonald's? Because I reckon it'd be quicker. She goes, no, it'll be right. Now, 30 minutes we waited in the queue.
Ooh. For fast food.
For fast food. It was. And then when I got to the front, she's like, oh, the nuggets aren't ready. You're going to have to wait in the waiting bay. And I went, you're kidding, aren't you? I went, no, I was not happy. But anyway, when I was sitting in the queue waiting, I'm just sitting there minding my own business. Across the front of the car was the biggest spider I've ever seen in my life. It was about this big. Like I think so. I don't think I've ever seen a spider this big. I've packed myself. Say, look, there's a spider. So I've got out of the car in the drive-thru, just ripped off a bit of a branch. Yeah. I didn't want to kill it. So I don't want to kill the spider because I've got a new car and it was massive. I didn't want to squash all over my car. And because it's a spider. So I've got the leaf and I've whacked it to try to get off the car and it's gone under the car. So I'm driving down the peninsula, packing myself, saying, hun, this spider comes out. I'm doing 100. Like, I'm scared. She goes, now, compose yourself. You know the spider's there. Don't react. I don't care. If I see the spider there, I'm still going to react, even if I know it's there. Yeah. So I get home. I get up this morning, pitch black.
Huh.
The spider's there. Huh. I don't know how to get rid of it. What do I do? Do I let off a bomb, one of those mortine bombs in my car to get rid of the spider?
Where is it? Where was it this morning?
I crawled into the grill yesterday at the McDonald's drive-thru, so it's still there. It's in the car, so it's living in there.
Well, a couple of things. Maybe it's not, because once you were fanging it down the freeway, maybe the heat of the engine might have...
That's what I said, but Alex said, no, it would have gone underneath the tyre. It would have been... That's where they live in there.
Well, I'm an arachnophobe. I do not like spiders.
No.
If there's a spider in my car, I abandon the car.
Tortured.
That car.
Like you stole
I'm not getting back
I
in that car.
I just got it.
I know, but you might have to put it on. That's just a couple of months off.
Insurance job, you reckon?
I don't know. I just don't think
put it on Gumtree, $50.
Because I still have the memory, and I remember, I think I was a learner, and I think I was in my stepdad's car. We were driving to school.
So you're Nick's age now.
Nick's
Green
just on
peas,
his peas,
thank you.
But
only until May.
I'll never forget being at the lights. And I was driving to school and flicking that visor down and a huntsman being there and losing it to the point that luckily we were at the lights and the car was stopped because I would have crashed. Like I've never had a huntsman like crawl over anything on the car while I've been driving, but I would genuinely worry about that. I mean, in 13 10 60, if there is anyone who's in fact had an accident or known of one because of a spider. Because I don't think I could control that.
No, absolutely not. Me driving to work today, I was petrified. And I kept like, feeling, you know, when you think like when someone says, oh, they've got lice and you go, my head's itchy.
You feel itchy.
I felt like everything was crawling on me driving to work. I was packing myself. So I don't know. Like, I don't even want to get in my car.
Well, Chrissy in Frankston. Hi, Chrissy.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Chrissy. Good. You know, you had a similar thing happen with a huntsman.
Well, started off as one huntsman, and then the next day it was two.
Oh, no.
And then there was three little ones. And then the next day there was hundreds and hundreds of little tiny spiders across my dash of my car.
Like a clown car, but spiders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that is where you get the flea bomb out, and you leave it in the car, and you let it go off, and you sit it there for 6 hours, and you go back and hope for the best.
I love this advice. So you put a bomb in. How does that go with the what it leaves for the kids? Will it?
It's all safe. Well, because it's the same as what you use in your house.
Okay.
So it's all safe. It's just as long as you've got no pets or animals left in the car that you don't want to die, then it should be good.
Might leave one of the kids in
no.
there.
Okay, that's a good idea. Grounded. The bug bomb. That's. I do worry about that. Where do huntsmen have their babies, and where are all those little
have
things?
Have you ever hit one of those spiders that the babies just go, bam,
no!
just come off its back?
No.
What? Yeah, there's a spider that has like a little sack. I forget what type of spider it is, but hit it, and then little spiders just went everywhere. Yeah. No good.
Thanks for that, Chrissy. Judy,
like you're at a carnival.
East Brighton. Hi, Judy.
Hi, guys.
Judy, what happened with a spider in the car?
Well, I used to carry a plastic one at Huntsman on my dash, and it used to slide across all the time. And I only carried the spider because I used to scare my brother. Every time he came for coffee, I put little black spiders in coffees.
Great gag. Love that.
And as I was going up the shop in the night, it was about 7 o'clock, and I saw the spider flying across. So I threw it back, and it was actually a real Huntsman.
Yeah! Oh!
And it ran up my arm, so I quickly pulled over and had to jump out and throw him off my arm.
Wow.
I was so scared. I think it was a bit of karma.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely.
Yeah. Good gags, though, Jude. I love that.
That would give me a nightmare thinking about that happening. Beck in Geelong. Hi, Beck.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Beck, what happened with the spider in the car?
Well, it was actually a Huntsman, and it was on the windscreen on the outside. Oh. And I was in the passenger seat, and my friend, who's a guy, was driving, and it's crawled across the windscreen. We're going down quite a busy street in Geelong. He's just jumped out, ran across the road, and stood on the other side of the road. Yeah. And I've had to literally leap from the other side of the car into the driver's seat, stop the car. So we didn't crash.
He got out of the moving car.
I get it.
Yep.
I get it. I do get it. I probably would have pressed the brake
Wipers?
No, it was like literally on the outside and he was gone. And I'm looking at him going, what the honestly, what are you doing?
So I get it.
He ran across the road in front of oncoming cars and stood on the other side.
Do you know what, Beck? We get it. We feel for your 100%. Friend. And even when you look in the studio here, there's Fev, myself, Josiah over there on the buttons, and myself. But, Nick, you seem fine with this. The three of us freak out with every call.
No, I'm not a fan of spiders. I'm just trying to hold it together because everyone else in here is falling apart.
We're not coping. Cass in Melton. Hey, Cass.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Cass. What happened with the spider in the car?
So when I was 20, I had my first car accident because of a spider. Oh. What had happened, was I was on the Calder Freeway doing 100.
Ooh.
And I noticed something relatively large moving above my head.
No.
So when I looked up, there was this Huntsman. So I started crouching down, leaning towards the center console, staring at it when I'm doing 100 and I should be staring at the road. Yeah. So because of that, I started swerving, Feb, you know, what you didn't want to do.
Yep.
So I started swerving to the left and I've hit a car.
Oh,
and
yes.
That car's gone into the barrier.
Oh.
His car was a write-off. I've hit him, gone past him, gone to the barrier myself.
Oh.
Had damage to my car, but I got out of my car so quick. Only because of the spider. I didn't care about the accident. Yeah. Who cares, right? I'm traumatized because there's this huge spider in my car.
How did you get rid of the spider, Cass?
Oh, I didn't. That tow truck came.
And
the tow truck just took your car.
Yeah, tow truck took my car. They repaired it, and I was so hesitant to get back in my car when I got it because you just never know where they are yet.
I agree.
They get stuck in the vents and they come back for you.
That's the problem, Cass.
No, exactly, right? You're like, it's safe, there's nothing in here. But then one day it's like, oh, hey, we're back.
Imagine, you haven't helped, Cass.
No, imagine telling the insurance company that. It's a write-off. Why? There's a Huntsman in there. Just write it off. That's done.